least I think it did. Let me Google that first before I buy them a nice gift on Amazon. Have a great January 10th, the greatest day ever.
Well, that was interesting. That was also yesterday.
You are an idiot.
WACV, Cusada.
For shizzle.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I think it's four.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Treasury Department and IRS releasing new tax withholding tables to employers.
This new guidance will mean that workers and their families will receive larger paychecks starting in February.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says under the GOP tax reform plan, 90% of Americans should see bigger paychecks. The White House today announcing a policy change in Medicaid allowing states to require recipients to work or undertake community service. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says that change will be detrimental to the country's most vulnerable.
The elderly, disabled, pregnant women and children will all suffer.
Officials say at least 10 states have asked for the change. Officials in Puerto Rico concerned over a spike in murders. 32 people have been killed already this year, double the rate from the same period last year. The U.S. territory still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Fox News, we report, you decide.
So you went out and had a few. Boy, are you going to feel that in the morning. That is, unless you call noted hangover expert, Emily Hayes. By drawing upon her years of experience, Emily can tell you how to avoid those pesky hangovers. Emily, what if I had too much beer?
If you take ibuprofen or Aleve and you drink a good deal of water before you go to bed, you're going to cut some stuff off at the pass. Yeah, it's never even going to affect you.
How about too much whiskey?
Pedialyte. You don't do Gatorade anymore. You do Pedialyte.
Pedialyte's a cough medicine, isn't it?
No, Pedialyte is what you give kids when they're dehydrated.
Well, yeah.
It's like chock full of all that stuff. And you bypass all the Gatorade. Blech. And you just go straight for the Pedialyte.
What about vodka?
You get the cheeseburger combo from Milo's with extra Milo sauce and one of those mega 44-ounce sweet teas.
Greasy.
You will be good to go.
And what if I get loaded on homebrew?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
So don't suffer with an old hangover. Call Emily Hayes. 1-800. That's 1-800. Call the Emily Hayes Hangover Clinic today.
If there's any 18-year-old, it'll wreck your buzz. We'll tell you.
Not associated with the Emily Hayes Driving School.
Yay!
Who was that last expert we heard from?
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah.
Almost
time to update the forecast at 4:04. We promised Kurt we'd come right to him after the top of the hour. Here he is.
Hey, Greg. Hey. You forgot about spatula wars and bathhouses.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I remember.
Hey, it's nice of them to reinstitute that spying on us, but with the NSA, wasn't it?
The House did.
Yeah, they did apparently decide to extend.
Yeah, and Rand Paul, I think, righteously is now threatening to filibuster.
Good. Yay. Yay, Rand Paul.
Yay, Rand Paul. He, with his busted ribs.
Yeah. I still want to know. He's being cagey about the motivation. Makes me wonder what happened there.
I think he flipped the guy a bird while he was pushing his lawnmower.
No, it shouldn't have happened, and he's got a point there, but...
Yeah, there's a story there.
You don't just go tackle and beat up somebody.
He did something like that.
I think maybe it had something to do with the guy's wife.
That could explain it.
Have a great show, guys. I'm loving it.
Appreciate the call. 272-9228 is our number. What? So apparently there's a connection between Herman Munster, Mueller...
Mm-hmm.
And Comey and this dossier. When is this all going to come out?
Subpoenas aren't being answered.
This giant storm going to really break loose? I want all of these people perp walked on national TV.
Not going to happen.
Now, the media won't cover it. They'll find something else. You know, Trump, he drank 12 Diet Cokes or
he's
something.
He's a witch!
How do you know he's a witch?
A witch! He turned me into a newt!
But I got better. I got better.
A little clip from last night's Hannity show.
Let's make that available.
By the way, that's Representative Jim Jordan, who is done some really solid work.
Available for members of Congress.
If you look at the contents, what do you see? You know, triple, double, quadruple hearsay, none of which is reliable or even admissible in a court. But if that's you, if a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for Russian propaganda dossier is used to obtain a FISA warrant, what happens then?
There's three fundamental questions. Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier? Did they use that work product
one question
as the basis?
Sarah, I'm hearing from sources that either Comey or McCabe paid. Do you hear the same?
I'm hearing both stories, Sean, and that's why we have to verify this. We're hearing there's a possibility that they did pay. I'm hearing from other sources that they did not pay, and we need to clarify that. And that's a very important question, and Congress should be asking this.
Released. All right, Jim, go ahead. Back to you. What's point number two?
Sarah's right. That's why we want the documents. That's why we want the documents made available to members of Congress. We all have the same clearance. We're all entitled to see this. Make it available. Give us the information. Devin Nunes, as Chairman Meadows has said, has done great work in getting these documents now coming to Intel. Make these available for all members of Congress to see, and then I think you'll see more members say, you know what, we need to make this available for the American people so that they can see what actually took place here. And if all our suspicions and all the evidence points to one thing, did that actually happen? That's sure what it looks like, but let's find out for certain.
All right, Sarah.
It's just taking so damn long.
It's ridiculous.
It's treasonous. It's sedition.
Man, trying to do an interview with Hannity is like trying to swim in the ocean. It's like, oh, I've got a good pace. Going to wave right in the face. Oh, I got a good pace. Oh, salt water.
I think that some of that's his pent-up frustration.
Indeed.
Here's from Truth Feed, one of my favorite sources. If you want a quick recap on all the insanity, just go there. While Democrats claim the sky was falling and Armageddon was coming, many companies have given out bonuses, raised wages, and vowed to invest in America after Trump's historic tax bill passed. Walmart, the latest company to announce they're raising starting wages and expanding family leave, thanks to this tax relief. From BizPAC, while Democrats decried and ultimately refrained from voting for the tax cut plan, its effects are beginning to be felt throughout the American economy.
But Greg, it was only going to serve the rich people. That's what they told us.
Then this must be a mistake.
It's gotta
be. The only thing I can figure, because it says here that the Walmart peoples are going to start making more money.
And they're not millionaires, as far as we know.
Did you hear Fox at the top of the hour? They put out the new tax tables. So, starting in February,
90%.
You're going to get, you know, unless you fall into one of these high-income categories, you're going to get more money back on your check.
90% of Americans
will. I can't wait to see what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
I love it. America first, as it should be.
The effects of the tax bill with deep cuts in corporate tax rates and individual tax have resulted in companies handing out year-end bonuses, increasing jobs, and the Democrats, of course, are having an absolute fit over the whole thing because who's their base?
Mm-hmm.
The low-wage employees that they keep, you know, scaring with their propaganda. Well, wait a minute.
Yep, they're beginning
I just got
to
a
see
raise.
Through it. Yep, they're going to see through it.
I got more money in my pocket. Who did this?
But you said this wouldn't happen.
And not one of those sons of bitches voted for it.
Yep. It's a good point.
Acid halls! All of them!
Treasonous.
They're just amazing.
I'm so happy to have you back in your final form today.
You know what? They can all kiss my...
Rectum.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty then.
Meanwhile, here on News Talk 93.1 FM, we have another beautiful quarter hour. Have we heard from Dana and Jacqueline? I think they're going to be coming in soon to join us. I wanted to mention that this past week, I believe it was, if you got past January 8th, your chances of not getting divorced this year are pretty good. We hope, of course. Nobody wishes for that to happen in your marriage, but whether you suspect it's coming, maybe it's a train you see coming down the tracks and you choose to deny or I'll deal with it when it gets here, it's still a gut punch and it's still something that I recommend you completely turn over to people who will be then your advocates. If you're a man looking at a divorce action and a custody battle, big differences of opinion on property splits, you don't need to get in the middle of that. You just need to get good representation. And that's as simple as a call to 819-4810 to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. We've had the women in the studio here as guests, and they're so bright. But, you know, beneath those dazzling personalities, I see the eyes of tigers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when they're your advocate, that's what you want, somebody who's going to fight tooth and nail on your behalf. And that way you stay out of it. Let them deal with all that. You get to, you know, agree, disagree, sign off, and stay away from the emotional carnage that a divorce can become. Don't let it destroy your life. And you do that by turning it over. That's the best advice I can possibly give. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810. If you think you know somebody who could benefit by better representation, doesn't hurt to pass along your web address, which is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello there, Nate.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Hicks.
Mr. Joseph. Hicks.
How are you?
That brought my pajamas. Hey, so I work in an office full of people that don't necessarily vote the way that I do. And I just worry that even these tax rates going down, that they're still not going to care. That they're just going to still drink the Kool-Aid, still tow the brain. Exactly. I hope that the Trump team has more to come behind it to reinforce how great he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem right now is he's being obstructed every turn. You know, we're still trying to figure out the Awan brothers, the IT scandal, but we can't get to that because Schumer's holding up the appointment of the judge, because the judge that's there that was an Obama appointee has got everything locked up.
Despicable.
I mean, that's a huge, huge scandal.
I mean, that all our military secrets could be in the hands of our enemies because of these people.
And not to mention Huma and her. Why isn't she?
Exactly.
I think the greatest thing he did was he had the media in the room, and they're all sitting there thinking, "Oh, we get the inside scoop." And he was playing them the whole time. He said, "You know, he had them in there so that they had to report the truth."
Exactly.
So that the cameras and everything had to hear how great everything was going.
Well, it's like he's playing chess and they're playing checkers. I mean, he's eating their lunch and they don't even know it. I love it.
Y'all have a good show.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, it is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. We got news. Got changing weather on the way. Rich will update that, and then we'll check traffic and then be back. I don't think I'm on a roll call today.
Okay. Why? I'm fine with that decision, but I'd like to know why.
Yeah. I don't feel like roll calling today.
Okay, right, that's fine. You don't have to have your roll call.
But maybe after I go downstairs and smoke, I'll feel differently.
You mean check
whatever
traffic.
You'd like to do, Captain?
Oh, yeah, we should take a look. I mean, it's 4:15. Things are starting to get very busy.
That's
out
right.
There.
We need to check. It's our duty.
So let me get VD.
Excuse me?
Valentine's Day.
Oh. Wow.
Because we have a new thing there. And I'll put it in. I don't have to play it. I'll whip it out and stick it in. Nothing from Nothing, our roll call song. And that way, when we come back, if I want to play it, it'll be there.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that?
Oh, sure.
I'm just trying to follow the
whip
subtext.
It out and stick it in, sir.
Awesome!
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. For Montgomery Crime Mapping, yesterday a robbery of the 200 block of Ann Street. We know a gun was used. No further info from MPD. Two vehicle thefts yesterday, 5100 block of Sugar Pine Drive off Troy Highway and the 4300 block of Narrow Lane Road. An assault in the 3800 block of Liberty Square Drive. A gun was discharged into a vehicle or building, but no further word on what exactly happened from the MPD. A Deedsville woman is facing multiple charges, including rape. She's admitted to having sex sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with 3 counts of rape, 2 counts of sodomy second, and 1 count of giving a controlled substance to a minor. And a brawl at Lee High School yesterday. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. 9 students arrested, as well as 2 parents. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight, and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning, and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning, with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. Good afternoon. So far, your Thursday got a few bumps in the road. Northern Boulevard at Coliseum, we have a fender bender there. Also, Glad Lane Drive at Plymouth. Finishing up accidents at the 7700 block of Vaughan Road and one on the 7000 block of the East Boulevard. Get your new career started now at Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. Complete the admissions and financial aid process to register for mini-term B classes. Those begin March 7th. 420-4200. I'm Jerry Howell from Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Wallinger.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wyatt.
It's hard to believe AC by Luke Wyer is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Luke Wyer and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a 1-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylequire.com today for all Lequire offers. AC by Lequire is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylequire.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lequire.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. And when the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technology. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technology worries about my network, so I don't have to. BT.com. Bachelor Technology. They equal peace of mind. Bachelor Technology. BT.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's only been a couple weeks since Christmas, and most Americans are still nursing a holiday hangover, an annual affliction that consists of massive credit card debt, 12 to 15 extra pounds of chub, and an ugly sweater from your aunt. But somehow our nation's retail establishment thinks now is the time to begin jamming Valentine's Day down our throats. So please join me, America, in resisting the money-grubbing revenue jackals.
Love stinks.
Love stinks. For the next 18 to 24 months, you'll be paying 18% interest on smartphones, laptops, and gaming systems you can't even turn on without a tutor. So don't start riding us with Valentine's Day cards, heart-shaped candy samplers, giant teddy bears, and fat little cupids. Phew. That's all for now, but we reserve the right to repeat this message when we start seeing Easter decorations in February.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Again, to those who think this roaring economy is due to Obama's policies.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Do what his stupid does, sir.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You gotta have something. Oh, sure. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Go back to ISIS.
You gotta have something.
Yay, fun.
If you wanna be with me.
My name is Constantina, and I know
the
time.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
That just frosts my pajamas.
The way it played off at the end, that was great, Greg.
I'm giving you a 9.9.
Yeah, I am too. That was great.
That was remarkable.
It's those spur of the moment ones that are just over
that
the top.
That was remarkable.
Those spur of the moment right over the top.
You never cease to amaze me, Greg.
Wow. That was great. It
I'm really starting was. To smell shaving cream in the studio.
No, never. No, to surprise others, you first have to surprise yourself.
What he said.
What the boy said. Speaking of the boy, we've watched. I mean, look at all the years we've been together. We remember when Joey was just a kid.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Then his friends noticed he had a special skill.
Let's listen for Joey.
Yes. And now
he would have been so kind if you'd known this was coming.
He's got his own jingle.
That's cool.
Women that approach him.
Joey, how do you feel about full frontal nudity?
And women that protect him.
Joey, that's disgusting.
And now he's got his own show, the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Indeed.
It's a good one.
Well, agreed. It's a good show, and yes, it follows this one at 6.
Yes, sometimes it's heavy, it's political.
Now, what's the plan tonight?
Old Lady Hayes is here.
Ooh.
Oh, Old Lady Hayes is here.
Yay, fun.
Well, and I'm not certain what we're going to talk about. I do these freewheeling conversation shows.
My stories suck.
You chose the right person.
Her stories do not suck. She's amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you might want to surprise her, ingratiate yourself to her a little further by coming up with a few cat facts.
Cat fact! Yay!
I will. I actually sent her one that I think it's in the jungles of Bangladesh. They found the smallest cat in existence.
Wow.
Tiny little. It looks like a kitten, but it's full grown. Send it to her.
It's the lack of size that makes it so small.
Oh, and it's so adorable. It's about tiny cats. Tiny
adorable
animals. Yeah.
Well, at 4:27, you know, it's too bad that at 6 p.m. you can't. I have a wonderful lady that cuts my hair in town, Deborah, up the street at Elegant Styles, and she does a great job. But I had a lady that cut my hair, it was more than 20 years ago, and she was in a salon, but she had a special space. She paid a little bit more than the other designers did, and she turned it into a real guy's experience. She had a bottle of booze. She had some good scotch, you know, a couple of other alcoholic options, including beer.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, when she was done, how does it look? Great.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know. No, she was very good. She was very good. Smart. And you could smoke. You could have a cigar.
Smart.
And she had those things. It was kind of like a little mini Playboy club.
That's a great idea.
That catered to guys. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, she had Playboy magazine on the table.
She had a TV and sports play.
Yes,
she covered all the bases.
She did.
No pun intended.
No, it was really cool. It's a shame that you know, it's like Joey can't have a little wet bar up here, and
yeah, he's giving you the thumbs up for that one.
That he and Amy can't get hammered,
plastered. Yeah, hammered, plastered.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And just have that, make that evening experience something a little special.
Yeah, dim the lights, make it, yeah, it'd be cool.
It's just about 4:30. I was, yeah.
Did you get the tabloids today?
I have the tabloids for the week.
I haven't had a chance to peruse them.
I gave Mommy the Swami, one of them.
Well, okay. That's fair. She deserves whatever
you want. How is Swami?
Love the Mommy.
Keep the Swami in your thoughts. She's having a tough winter.
I'm sorry. She's
with different
a good
things.
Woman. Very good one.
Yeah, we got the Inquirer, the new one.
What's the headline?
Well, this is the one that had the Maley. Oh, no, it was the Globe that had the Maley Obama college story.
Yeah.
The Queen is fed up.
Oh, really?
There wasn't a whole lot of juicy stuff in
the heck with that. Yeah, the Queen's a lizard. We all know that.
Barbara Walters is captive in her own home because she's loony and needs to be
She's off the plantation.
Mm. Frankly, if she's been diagnosed with a mental illness, they should put her back on TV, on NBC,
fit
or
right
the networks. Who'd know?
Yeah.
Who would know?
Right,
they're all crazy sons of bitches.
You better believe it.
Let's see. Not much in the way of... did the Megyn Kelly story yesterday.
Yep.
Stuff. Obama let Russian spy into White House. We didn't do this one yesterday.
No, we didn't.
And you got to get this from the Inquirer. So,
yeah, the media's not going to tell you anything.
But I used to love it almost every week there for a while. The tabloids had stories about the Obama's marriage. Have you seen the new library? Oh my God!
This is the one where they're taking all the stuff that should be subpoenaed and we should be looking at it.
Yeah.
And sticking it in the library so it can't be accessed for 5 years.
It looks like a giant marble outhouse in
pretty
the middle
much what
of
it
the.
Is.
And they're going to ruin what's been one of the great visages left in Chicago. See, in 1893, the Columbian Exposition, they built all these incredible complex buildings
wow.
for the World's Fair.
History lesson here. Cool.
A lot of that was torn down, but some of those buildings still stand today. The Museum of Science and Industry, which is truly one of the world's great museums,
mm-hmm.
is one of those buildings that's still in use. And they want to plop this monstrosity, like, right across the street. Now, parking and getting in and out of there is tough on a normal day. You have a lot of school tours coming through. It is probably one of the top five tourist attractions in Chicago. So people that come in from other countries on business and stuff, when they get a few minutes to go somewhere, that's one of the places they go. And it really is amazing. They have the Wall of Babies. This is something I would love to force every single person who believes in abortion to walk this length of the Museum of Science and Industry, because they take you, what they have are actual preserved fetuses from conception all the way to full term.
Each stage, I suppose.
Each stage. I mean, and it's not just like month to month, it's because it's week to week.
Right, how much, showing how they develop.
Yes. And when you get past, you know, the very first few, mm-hmm. and again, these are actual preserved.
Yeah. It's not a representation, it's a real deal.
The real thing. There's two things there. I mean, on one hand, you might think, well, these are, you know, fetuses, babies in a jar. But what they do is they show you the development of an infant inside the womb. And if you can look at that and say it's okay to terminate what's in there at any point, you're wrong. That's a human life.
Yeah, it's one thing that the people who think life is sacred like I do, one thing they've started doing now is letting the prospective abortion, women that are going to have abortions, hear the heartbeat of the child that's within them, and that usually stops. I mean, they usually don't want to go forward after they hear it.
I knew a few women who made that choice.
Yeah, me too.
Years ago, and to a person, it haunted them.
It will.
It's just, I'm sorry. You know, I think that's the thing that makes woman the superior creature, is
absolutely.
That God's entrusted them with this very important...
Perfectly said.
...mission, and it, to use it as a means of birth control is just reckless.
It's wrong.
And I don't mean to sound like, you know, the big lecturer here. I would urge anybody that is even on the fence to walk that part of the museum and take a look at each one of those specimens, and then tell me at the end,
it's not a
when
child.
You see a baby at 9 months that was stillborn, that's preserved in there, you just disregard that. Just get rid of it.
This is crazy.
The other thing they have that's really interesting, they took a cadaver, a full-length cadaver, mm-hmm. and they froze it and cut it in strips.
Wow.
And then pressed each strip between
acrylic
polyethylene glass and turned it into what amounts to a giant book. So you can look at this, you can go through this human body page by page.
Wow.
And see cross sections of all the organs and where they are and how big they are. And, you know,
it's amazing.
On one hand, you can say, well, that's gross. But on the other hand, it's incredibly educational.
Yeah.
And you get a look with each page turn. I hope those things are still there. I haven't been to the museum in many years.
Amazing what great work the creator did. Amazing.
Here's Andrew the Raider King.
How you doing, Greg?
Still a little stuffed up, but getting better. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Yes, Chicago's Fair of 1893 is one of my favorite little mini subjects, because that's where Nikola Tesla... Nikola Tesla entered creating currents for the world, particularly in illuminating the White Palace. H.H. Holmes was stalking victims as America's first notorious serial killer.
Yeah, that's a great story. I've that guy actually, the building that he housed and murdered all those women was not far from where I lived in Chicago. It was on the southwest side of the city.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. That building was destroyed. I checked it out.
Oh, yeah. Not long afterwards either. But the mayor of Chicago at the time was killed a couple days before it ended by one of his political supporters who he didn't come through with, promised. So, yeah, that was just a crazy, crazy thing. And we got introduced to cream of wheat.
Everything better.
It can't fix many things, yeah. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite subjects, and I've never gotten to go up there and see that. So
it's an amazing place.
It sounds like it, brother. It sounds like it. Never forget, they lifted particularly the first war, they lifted it like an additional 4 or 5 feet up using each building, they would just slowly jack it up a little bit, then they filled under the underneath parts just to get rid of malaria and mosquitoes and all that. It was kept getting flooded from Lake Michigan.
It's a beautiful place. On a nice day, it's a beautiful place to walk around. Just don't walk away too far away, because then you're in the killing zones of Chicago. But they're pretty good about keeping that part of it safe.
Oh, they're pretty good about that. But yeah, man, hey, thanks for bringing up one of my favorite subjects and stay out of trouble, my friend.
Why, certainly. Thank you. It is 4:37. Let's take a look. Ooh, they added a couple of more today. A Chevy Avalanche, I see. This is the category of used cars at Jack Ingram available under $10,000, starting as low as $3,900. Nice starter car. Some lucky new driver could be driving that beautiful Chevrolet Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And what an array. I don't know that I've ever seen a more diverse population of vehicle types in this category.
Wow.
Because you've got sedans, you've got a van, a Dodge Grand Caravan.
SUVs.
A small Ford Escape SUV, a Volvo wagon.
A Camry.
Camrys.
Can't be.
So you got, great sedans, economy cars, Toyota 4Runner.
Nissan Armada. That's the big one.
Yeah. And a Hyundai Santa Fe.
4Runner.
All of these cars, all 19 choices in this category, under 10, have the following in common. Beautiful gleaming bodies with great vehicle histories. They're great to look at. Even cars that are more than 10 years old, it's amazing. They just have been so well maintained. Interiors that are about as clean and pristine as they can be when they're more than a day old. Click through the pictures. They proudly put them on display at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. Most importantly, under the hood, an engine that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. Because if you do have a new driver, you need a second car for the family, you want your loved ones out there in something that's dependable. And not calling AAA every 5 minutes because you got sold a lemon. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. They want you to shop with confidence at Jack Ingram, and you should and you will. Stop by and see Tip Tames. It's a great team of people. You'll find them at 235 Northeastern Boulevard and online with all those photos at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. Accidents just keep on happening. 2900 block of Birmingham Highway, a fender bender. Also, 200 Halcyon Boulevard. Still working that accident. 65 northbound right there at the Cobbs Ford Road exit. That'll be exit 179, your first Prattville exit. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. Filling in for Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody, the spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again.
For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Network. More than two-thirds of adults with debt say they don't know if they will ever be able to pay it off. The survey from creditcards.com also paints this grim picture. More than a third of adults who owe money on their credit cards think they will die with debt. Well, workers at Walmart will soon have a little extra cash to pay off some of their bills, and that's because starting next month, the retailer is boosting its minimum wage to $11 an hour and handing out bonuses of up to $1,000. Walmart is crediting the new tax cuts for allowing this to happen. And other companies might want to think about giving raises too, because a new report from Glassdoor finds more than a third of employers expect more of their employees to quit this year. And hopefully you didn't quit on your investments, because it was another big payday on Wall Street on Thursday. The Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500 all closing at record highs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Trish Regan.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet. Now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowsforpros.com and pick it up at our Pro Desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I had an apartment in Los Angeles, and I had a neighbor, and whenever he would knock on my wall, I knew he wanted me to turn my music down, and that made me angry because I like loud music. So when he knocked on the wall, I'd mess with his head. I'd say, "Go around." I cannot open the wall. I don't know if you have a doorknob on the other side, but over here, there's nothing. I like Kit Kats unless I'm with four or more people. When I wear t-shirts, I can only wear V-necks because my neck is very fragile. I cannot wear a regular neck shirt. It hurts. And I especially hate turtlenecks. Like, wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy all damn day. Like, if you wear a turtleneck and a backpack, it's like a weak midget trying to bring you down.
Any little Mitch Hedberg to add a smile to your Thursday afternoon? Did it help?
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. He was mentioning turtlenecks. We were talking about smart underwear. This is underwear that you can literally link up with your home system so that if you start to get too hot, it will tell your Nest thermostat to lower the temperature.
I don't know if I want that much electronics in my pants.
No.
Yeah, you know what? It's $279 for... you really need your underwear to tell you to lower the air?
If you do, you've got bigger problems than that.
I would agree. But if you want to check it out, it's at SKIIN.com.
See, you don't want to wear pair of underwear like that and then have it turn out to, you know, go haywire like those Samsung Galaxies did.
Ooh, catch on fire. Yeah, that would hurt.
Way to get burned.
I'm going to wait till we talk to Brandt because I rarely get crazy on the morning show. But the calming influence of Miss Hayes, she had left. So it was just me and Rich and Barron was here, and I saw this poll on Fox that 49% of people attribute our thriving economy to Barack Obama's policies.
What percentage was that?
49.
Almost half the country.
40 give it Trump the credit. That level of ignorance, that's what said, what's the point?
Exactly.
It says the meek shall inherit the earth, and I think meek is a biblical definition of stupid because they are growing in population and they're as clueless as it gets.
Yeah, the government keeps passing regulations to protect them. Seatbelt mandatory, helmets on motorcycles. You know, don't do that. Let them kill themselves. That's what they want to do. Be dumb.
But anyway, we had some fun this morning, and there was this one moment. Rusty just sent me a clip. So I thought we got just enough time in this hour to hear this. Because it features the vocal talents of Rich Thomas.
Oh,
nice.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things that just happened very spontaneously on the show.
We were too poor to go to Disney. I've never been.
But some cats have.
I'm sorry to hear that, Patches. I didn't realize.
We're dependent on you, son.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have that song? Is it The Association That Sings Windy?
Uh-huh.
Do you have that?
It may or may not be accessible. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube.
Because you said something about it being windy. And now it's just in my head.
It's here, but it won't let me pull it out of the system.
Son of a gun.
I know.
I don't ask for much in life.
I can get you Woman, Woman by Gary Puckett.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
I can get you one of the greatest voices that ever sang a song on any radio
Elvis
station.
Elvis Presley?
A female.
Oh, me?
What are we doing? Oh my gosh, it's Mama Cassie Elliott on the radio at
10 minutes after 7. We've got these words of love here.
Words of love, so now listen to Rich. Ever.
That was great.
Mama Cass ham sandwich.
You know, that's of course a myth. There was a ham sandwich on her nightstand.
Right.
But she had a heart attack, not a ham attack. But
you don't think ham might have contributed to the heart attack?
I reminded Rich of that because every morning he doesn't want my sausage, he doesn't want my burgers, he doesn't want all
what?
The, he doesn't want my hash brown casserole. And he comes in this morning, says, "See, I'm having this healthy thing. It's egg and cheese, and he's got a slice of ham in this between two buns that's as big as a hockey puck, and he's trying to tell me that that's healthier than what I'm bringing in."
Well, no, and I tried your sausage the other day. Remarkable.
Well, tomorrow I'm bringing in grilled Italian. Ooh. In my homemade tomato sauce.
Ooh.
With a little mozzarella cheese melted into
it. I
the
might
layer.
Have to get here early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's going to be quite good.
Plus, I love seeing you in the mornings. You are quite chipper.
Chipper.
Well, it's easy to be chipper with that group. Even
you
with
guys
the absence
are
of
way too much fun.
Mm-hmm. We do. But that was just one of those unplanned things. But you know, I'm so glad we played that because Mama Cass Elliott is one of the most underappreciated vocalists of all time. Yeah. That mm-hmm. woman sang from her toenails.
She had some pipes.
She used her entire body, and she was one of the nicest celebrities. I met her just months before she died in London. Because I was a $2 an hour, and keep that in mind, young Joey.
Aye, aye.
A talk show producer in Chicago at NBC, and she came in to be a guest.
Wow.
And she was just amazing. Just a wonderful, sweet lady, and with a voice that, in my opinion, I'd put her up there with anybody, really. And very versatile, too, because she did, you know, that was a solo effort mm-hmm. on her part.
Mamas and the Papas.
But almost any song that she did the lead vocals, she was sensational.
Yeah.
Here is Ole Miss.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
If my phone dies, the battery's about dead, but I want to put my 2 cents worth in.
Sure.
That idiot New York can sue the American government. I want to sue radio for it being so loud that it damaged my ears.
What?
It's radio's fault, right?
Yeah, right.
I need to sue Fender guitars on that same note.
I'm going to go back and sue Steppenwolf for making my ears ring for 3 days back in the mid-70s.
And I'm going to
That's right.
I'm going to sue Dominic.
Take no responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no responsibility anymore.
None.
It's got to be somebody else's fault.
Y'all have a good evening. I just want to put my 2 cents worth in.
We appreciate it. And, in fact, we owe you a few pennies.
Now, folks have asked me how I've lost the weight, and yoga is a big part of that, but the brutal truth, and I probably should sue the pizza places around here, if you refrain from eating an entire large Brooklyn-style pepperoni pizza every night, you're going to lose weight.
See?
That makes perfect sense.
But it's so good, though, especially when you can fold it and the grease is coming. Oh, yeah.
We are at 4:55. Brett McDonald will join us, and I will let him explain to me why our country is so ignorant and uninformed on tax cuts. And, gosh, I hope they mention it again at the Fox Newscast coming up. Because, friends, if you didn't hear it, the IRS issued the new withholding tables today. That means starting February 1st, you are going to see more money in your check. And half the asshats in this country are going to be thanking Barack Obama for the race he helped them get. Effing believable. Here's something that we talked about, smart underwear. How about a smart pool? That is now a reality. We have already had our new tank and system installed. It's just about operational.
Cool.
And what I'm looking forward to is the lowered electric costs. Because we weren't really looking for a house with a pool. That we just lucked into a place at a great price that happened to have one. What I didn't know was how expensive they could be on energy bills.
A surprise, wasn't it?
Well, this new system is far more energy efficient and produces a far greater quality of water, and Blue Haven is the company that can install this for you. We're having it done now because your pool's got to be kept maintained year-round, and I'm the only one in the house that currently goes in there when the weather's like this, but because I love the cold. It does something good for you. It's sort of like cryotherapy junior. It's not as effective, but it still has a parallel effect. So if you want to save hundreds of dollars in energy costs with a system that will pay for itself over time and not a long time, then talk to Blue Haven at 277-3100. This is not salt water. That's old news, man. That is old school. That is outdated technology. This produces a quality of water that's the equivalent to bottled water. So it's virtually chemical-free, and you can control this system with your phone. Call Blue Haven at 277-3100 to learn more, or visit bluehaven.com. And if you want a pool built, by the way, they've been doing that since 1954. They are the world's largest, but very, very local. The group here is sensational. You'll love working with them.
And I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com.